This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from an undisclosed bunker, broadcasting from the hottest city on the planet. It's the Steve Sanchez Show. Caution, you're about to enter the show that brings you real, raw, relevant truth. Brace yourselves, because here he is now. Constitution in one hand, and Bible in the other, and proudly unapologetic. Our host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Welcome to this hour of the program. Hour number two, Steve Sanchez, Sunday night. Glad that you're hanging out with us. Glad to be here. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. 1-877-497-8383. You can visit the SteveSanchezShow.com website. You can jump on Facebook and Twitter and drop your comments there as well. Look, we're going to stay now on Trump versus Rubio. I told you this show tonight is dedicated to the three top candidates right now that everybody's talking about: Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz. Super Tuesday is just, well, in a couple days. And 11 states are on the line here. Tons of delegates. Trump is leading in 9 of the 11 states. Is he going to maintain that lead? Will he pull this off? Well, Marco Rubio has decided that he is now the Energizer Bunny. He's the guy. He's the golden child. In fact, he has 75 million reasons to be the guy out there trying to throw Donald Trump under the bus. What's the 75 million reasons? The $75 million that has been funneled to him from the secret meeting of the 200 top Republican donors that just met a few days ago. The Koch brothers put it together. One of the Koch brothers' top advisors is now a top advisor for Marco Rubio. And they are trying to derail Donald Trump. Why? Because he is not an establishment guy. We're going to tonight break down why the Bushes, the Clintons, the Cruises, the Rubios all are cut from the same cloth. That's what we're going to be doing tonight. Now, Marco Rubio is pretty desperate. Okay, he's very desperate because he's trying to be like Trump. He's trying to come out there and say, you're repeating yourself, you're doing the... I mean, it's gotten nasty. The campaign has turned ugly. The pundits know it. I know it. You know it. It's just turned nasty. In fact, I was on Fox News the other day on the show Happening Now, and I was interviewed by John Scott and Jenna Lee, and they asked me specifically about, you know, the tone of this candidate or the tone of the election, and they asked me about Michael Bloomberg possibly throwing his hat in the ring. And I basically told them, like I'll tell you, Michael Bloomberg may or may not. It's not going to matter. Only 7% of America knows who Michael Bloomberg is. This guy was a Democrat up until 2001. This guy's worth $41 billion. He's the guy that says you're too fat, so you can't have more than a 32-ounce soda in New York City. And by the way, if you go eat some Chinese food in Chinatown in New York, and you want to take your food home, you want to take your leftover chow mein home, you can't do it in a styrofoam box anymore, because that's killing the environment. This is the guy that possibly will be throwing his hat into the ring. And they interviewed me on Fox about that, and I told them exactly what I felt and how I felt. It's not going to really matter. And if Michael Bloomberg does throw his hat into the ring, he's going to take votes away from Hillary. She has more to fear than Donald Trump or any of the others that can secure the Republican nomination. That's probably going to be Donald Trump, the way it looks, at least at this point. If the Republican establishment have their way, they will successfully derail him. That's their plan. They got him to sign a pledge, but they've been nasty behind the scenes. You know it and I know it. In fact, Roger Stone, who is an insider, Roger Stone, who is a best-selling author, Roger Stone, who has worked in multiple administrations, knows how these people operate. He has some books out that can explain this. He's a top advisor for Donald Trump, and here's the bottom line. Marco Rubio comes out of nowhere. He's a do-nothing senator. The people of Florida really can't stand him. He doesn't show up to work. He's got financial messes that he's, well, been responsible for. But yet he says he's going to be able to run the country. He says that he has the experience to unite the party, to unite America, even though he can't unite anybody in Congress, even though he has no achievements. In fact, he just got endorsed just recently by another congressman. In fact, his newest endorser can't even think of some of the achievements that Marco Rubio's had. Congressman Crescent Hardy, Republican out of Nevada, can't even think of an achievement. In fact, I want you to hear for yourself if we can run that clip.
But is there one thing you could name over the last year that you've seen firsthand on the Hill that he has done that demonstrates presidential character to be able to get things done?
On the Hill, I have not seen that. He's been running for a presidential race most of this year.
He's done nothing. He has no achievements. His biggest achievement is selling America down the river with the Gang of Eight bill, amnesty bill. That's his biggest achievement. But all of a sudden, Marco Rubio, who really can't manage his own finances, believes he's going to be able to be an executive in the White House, that he is going to be able to unite and turn everything around. That's what he believes, even though he has no achievements. And here's rumor, but I don't think it's rumor, friends. Let me tell you what's going on behind the scenes. Is the Cruz people, in based on what my resources tell me, my connections, let's put it that way, tell me this, my sources, that the Cruz people have been on the phone with the Rubio people, and if Cruz cannot pull off his win in Texas, that he's willing to bow out. That's what the rumors are. I'm not saying this is fact, but he'd be willing to bow out as long as he's promised in a Rubio administration a Supreme Court justice nomination where he'd be the guy. I don't know how true that is, but in the world of politics, nothing surprises me, friends. Rubio has no accomplishments. He just has 75 million reasons to literally come after Trump because he's a puppet. He's in cahoots with the Bushes and the Clintons. And guess what? Mitt Romney is waiting in the wind. Oh, yeah. If you don't think the Koch brothers have already talked to Mitt Romney, why do you think Mitt Romney's come out and starting to attack Donald Trump on his taxes? And this is the same Mitt Romney that didn't release his tax returns until September 21st, 2 months before the national election. He's the guy calling Trump out on his taxes. But here's the guy that didn't release his taxes. Here's the guy that couldn't even win successfully from a failed candidate, a failed president, Barack Obama. Now, Mitt Romney, trust me, is the guy waiting in the wind. He's the guy on the sidelines because trust me, what's going to happen, friends. Follow me. Follow me for a moment. If Trump gets the delegates that he's needed, they're still superdelegates, the Republican Party can amend certain charters with the Republican National Committee. They can literally go in there and broker this convention. Mitt Romney will be sitting there waiting to come in and literally be the nominee. And it doesn't matter if Hillary wins because they really don't care, because these New World Order globalists care about one thing, their New World Order agenda. Their globalist agenda, they don't care about the backs of the American people. In fact, they screw you over. This is why a Trump candidacy is being so successful. This is why Marco Rubio's pulling out no punches. He is not stopping. And this is why Super Tuesday is extremely crucial. Let's go to the busy calls. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. Let's go to Tom in Las Vegas. You're up next. Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, I am very concerned because the chief of the Joint Chiefs is running the country. It's not old Bam Bam. Barry Sartero is his name. It's not Barack Hussein Obama. That guy's a Muslim fascist terrorist who acts like a nice guy. I did vote for Trump at the caucus. I just told, Navy intelligence, the documents from Naval Intelligence are still being held back concerning the Kennedy assassination. And I'm very concerned about who's really still in charge here.
Well, Roger Stone. Roger Stone has come out publicly. Roger Stone has come out publicly and has said that Lyndon B. Johnson was responsible for Kennedy's death.
Well, there were five of them, and George Herbert Walker Bush was one of them.
That's what I'm hearing.
There was J. Edgar Hoover, LBJ, Nelson Rockefeller, Alan Dulles, and Herbert Walker Bush. And that's what they're holding back from these documents from Naval Intelligence, because Bush is still alive. And they're up to some sort of shenanigans. I really pray for Trump's safety. We need someone who can unravel what the bankers are doing.
Yeah.
And we're threatening nuclear war around the world. It's us. President Kennedy, when he was pulling out of Vietnam, he said, we're the ones doing the fighting. And it never stopped. We're still taunting China and Russia into nuclear war.
Yeah, you know, no, you're right. And Trump, you know, Trump and Roger Stone, and I appreciate you weighing in, Tom. Thanks for the call. God bless, man. You know, Trump is wearing a bulletproof vest. Roger Stone, a political insider, has worked for a number of administrations, including Nixon, Reagan, even the Bush senior, has come out independently. He's written some books, and he's saying, look, Lyndon B. Johnson was responsible for Kennedy's death. The Bush dynasty, they're evil people. This is what Roger Stone's saying. Roger Stone's saying, trust me, Rubio and Bush, they're all cut from the same cloth. They're all part of a new world order conspiracy to continue to push a one world government, a one world religion, a one world currency. Friends, this is why Super Tuesday is important. If you believe this, if you discern this, then you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. Friends, what else could it be? Why would a Donald Trump be such a threat to both the Republicans and the Democrats? Why? Why would he be such a threat? If you look at his successes are far more greater than any failure that he's had. They try to say he's been bankrupt four times. No, he's used Chapter 11 laws to literally bankrupt some of his bad investments that do happen. And it does happen in business, real estate development. No one's saying anything when big Wall Street banks are doing it, when big Wall Street brokerage firms are doing it. These chapter laws are there for a reason. Read between the lines, friends. What do you think is on the mind of the establishment? And do you think Mitt Romney is waiting to be part of a brokered convention to derail Trump? 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Phone lines are open. Give us a call. Weigh in on the conversation. We'll be right back. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that lasts for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya here. It's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Busy night tonight, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Let's go to our busy calls. We've got Ray in New York. You're up next. Ray, what's on your mind?
I'm pretty surprised by the success that Donald Trump has had and the outpouring of support that he's had around the country. A little surprising to see that there's still so much racism in the country, despite where we are in 2016. But, you know, given the majority of minorities that are in critical parts of the country.
Yeah. Well, so was Trump a racist? Is that what you're saying?
It would seem so by a lot of his comments. Or if he's not a racist, he's not above capitalizing on a lot of his different comments.
What name one?
Building the Mexican
wall. That's not
wall.
Racist. Well, that's okay. I'm Hispanic. I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's racist. Are you Hispanic?
I'm minority as well. But how would building a wall physically impede people who are actively building tunnels from getting into the country? Aside from a lot of other things that he's had, you know, pretty big misfacts on, like our.
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. It works for the Pope at the Vatican, so maybe it'll work for us in America.
It doesn't work for the Pope in the Vatican because the Pope has open borders for people to come in and visit the city.
Well, but no, but you know how hard it is to be a resident of Vatican City? Do you know? Do you know what it takes to be a resident of Vatican City where the Pope resides? No, he does not have open borders. It is limited based on the Pope and his people allowing you in or out. So you're in error, my friend. You're just a liberal in New York that basically will vote Hillary. Why isn't anyone? Let me ask you a question. Why isn't anybody? Why isn't anybody saying the same thing about Obama and the Black Lives Matter? They're racist too.
Have you not seen Beyonce's backlash in the Super Bowl for her supposed...
Good. I'm glad that happened. I am absolutely glad, because she acted like an idiot. Because the Black Panthers are nothing to be hailed to or to be celebrated.
Do you think Donald Trump is presidential?
I do, yeah. I think you've been indoctrinated and duped by your liberal cronies like Hillary and Michael Bloomberg and Bill. Well, you know him personally?
I know him personally.
Really? I know him personally as well. I know him personally as well. Then don't live in his building if he's so bad. You sound like a jackass, sir, to be honest with you.
You know that he's regarded as a jackass by people that own his penthouses.
Well, because you don't like paying the cost of the New York City prices that other buildings are going to charge. Get the hell out of New York if you don't like it.
No, it has nothing to do with the price of New York real estate.
Oh, really? No, you're wrong. You're a liberal that is very worried because you really want Hillary or Bernie.
More than coming up with actual facts.
You're a liberal, sir. Are you not a liberal? Are you going to vote for Hillary or Bernie? Just tell me. Tell the audience, because you're not voting Republican, you know that. So why don't you be intellectually honest? Are you voting for Hillary, or are you voting for Bernie?
I'm undecided at this point.
So it's either going to be Hillary or Bernie. You're undecided on, okay. Goodbye, Ray. I can't tolerate the stupidity. I'm sorry. With all due respect, I gave Ray an opportunity. But Ray is your classic liberal. They can never admit they're liberal. They never can admit they're liberal. They'll throw all kinds of accusations. Well, I know him personally. I doubt you know him personally. I know him personally, but I doubt you know him personally. You may live in his building, but you're just a tenant. You don't go to dinner with him. You don't go have a Starbucks with him. You know that, and I know that. The truth of the matter, Ray, is that you're a Bernie or a Hillary supporter. You don't care about the country. You care about your liberal agenda. And the truth of the matter is that when you try to start a racism comment regarding the wall, and then you can't even back it up and admit that the Pope literally has a wall around the Vatican and doesn't let people reside in Vatican City, your argument's weak and flawed. It just is. I'm sorry. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's weak and it's flawed. And let me give you some information, Ray, that you're going to need, and all your friends right now that are drinking, you know, some white Zinfandel and eating some hummus. Trump will be the nominee, and Hillary will be the nominee for the libs. And we already know where you're voting. But the truth of the matter is you make weak arguments regarding racism and okay, I just got to take a break, because if I don't, I'm going to lose my mind. 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Weigh in on the conversation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up. The stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Steve Sanchez here. Glad to be hanging out tonight. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. Let's turn our attention to Ted Cruz. This guy is nothing but a snake oil salesman holding the Bible up, professing that he knows the Constitution inside and out. This is the guy This is the guy that somehow selectively forgot to put on his disclosure statement the low interest loan for Goldman Sachs of $1 million. Selectively. Don't just forgot. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's what he says all the time. I apologize. I take full responsibility. That's what Ted Cruz always says. But yet Ted Cruz has the nerve to actually start throwing Donald Trump under the bus regarding his tax returns when he himself, again, didn't disclose on his financial disclosure the low interest rate loan. Where did he get that loan from? Goldman Sachs. Why? Because his wife is a big executive at Goldman Sachs, and his wife is a huge globalist, and her agenda is the agenda of the Clintons. It's the agenda of the Bushes. It's the agenda of the establishment. And make no mistake, friends, Ted Cruz is establishment. He is. That's just a reality. This is the guy that brought you Justice Roberts. This is the guy that helped select Justice Roberts. This is the guy that voted for Justice Roberts. This is the guy that wrote a huge article praising Chief Justice Roberts. Well, you know, Justice Roberts was one of the factors that got us this horrible train wreck called Obamacare. And Ted Cruz can be trusted? I've got a clip. I want you to hear how Ted Cruz whines and complains and has an excuse, but yet Donald Trump is morally bankrupt, but Ted Cruz can't be. I mean, he holds the Bible up in the air, right? Let's run that clip.
Your campaign has been involved in a series of incidents that people are calling dirty tricks. I want to put up a list of them. In Iowa, the Cruz campaign sent out tweets saying Ben Carson was suspending his campaign. That was false. The campaign put out flyers accusing people of voting violations. That was false. In South Carolina, a Cruz super PAC attacked Trump over the Confederate flag, and your then communications director posted a link this week accusing Rubio of disrespecting the Bible. That was false. Question, do you take personal responsibility? This was your campaign, except for the super PAC. Do you take personal responsibility for this series of incidents, and what does it say about the culture of the campaign you're running?
Chris, every accusation you raised there is incorrect. I appreciate your reading the Donald Trump attack file on that.
Oh, come on, sir.
Let me tell you, our campaign has been from the
highest...
Wait a minute, sir. You personally apologized
to Ben Carson on
Chris,
a debate stage. You fired your communications director.
Chris,
don't say this
don't
is an oppo file on our part, sir.
Chris, please don't interrupt me.
Please don't accuse me of something I didn't do.
Go ahead, Chris. Let me know when I'm allowed to answer.
Well, don't accuse me of doing something I didn't do. Two of those things, you apologized for one, and you fired your communications director. Don't say this is the oppo file.
That's Ted Cruz. Chris, please don't interrupt me. Chris, please don't interrupt me. Chris, please don't interrupt me. The guy looks like he's going to lose his mind any moment, like the caller we had in the first hour. That's what happens. You know, holding the Bible up, waving it, and all of a sudden you push that button, Chris, please don't interrupt me, and then they flip out. Why do you think his daughter on the campaign trail was actually pulling away from him like he was the fly? I mean, it's the guy is creepy. He's a snake oil salesman. Now, I got to admit, in the beginning, I bought into the crap with Ted Cruz. But as the year has passed, I do my own research. I don't depend on the Republican Party to do my research for me or give me my talking points. I'm an independent. I go do my own research, and I find out the truth, and I assess it, and I discern it, and I'm able to look at fact versus fairy tale. I'm able to look at biblical precedents and scripture and political precedents, and I'm able to make and decide for myself what I believe will be the best for America, period. That's how I operate. But Cruz, Rubio, they're dirty. They're dirty politicians. And I hate to say that, but it's the truth. They play the smear tactics. And Trump is the king of that. You can't do that because he'll come back at you 1,000 times over. You know, the latest one is the KKK has endorsed Trump. And Cruz and Rubio are making this big deal, especially Rubio. The KKK has endorsed Trump, and he refuses to refute that endorsement. Here's the reality. You can't refute, rebut every endorsement. It doesn't mean that you line up. Well, President Obama hasn't said anything about Black Lives Matter, and they seem to be a pretty big racist group themselves. And here's what you need to know, friends, is that these racist groups like the KKK and the Black Lives Matter are all funded by Republicans and Democrat establishment. They're all funded. Sorry, it's the truth. So when I see all this and I hear all this and there's no history to substantiate it, it's all smear tactics. You've got to understand and you got to follow the money, honey. And the Republican and Democratic establishments fund these hate groups. The American people have woken up. The American people have now risen. It is now becoming we the people. And on Tuesday, many across the country are going to get to decide who is better to run the country going forward. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. Here's my question to you before I go back to the calls. Do you believe, like our last caller in New York, that Trump is a racist, that he absolutely has KKK ties? If you believe that, then you have to believe that Obama's a Muslim and has radical Islamic ties. How about that? Why don't we put the two together? How do you like that? No one is going to like that because they don't like to hear that. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying you have to tie the two. If you're going to say one person's one way, then you go ahead and classify Obama because he's sure been a sympathizer to some radical Islamic stuff, and you're going to have to put Hillary in there as well. Let's be intellectually honest, friends. The establishment are scared to death. There's reasons for it. I pray for Donald Trump's safety. In fact, Roger Stone is on record saying that he's getting death threats. He's wearing a bulletproof vest. But he has decided, as frustrated as you and I are, he's frustrated as well. Finally, someone is stepping up to do something about it. Let's go to Phil in Las Vegas. You're up next.
Yeah, how you doing, Steve?
Very good, my friend.
Oh, good, good. I didn't know if I had you on the line. Yeah, listen, I'd like to make a couple of statements. One, there's been a lot of rhetoric going on about how Donald Trump has been, you know, in the past donated to the Democrats, Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton and this and that. Well, listen, as a businessman, if you don't pay these people off, this is mafia extortion in a new form. It's called organized crime and a political agenda.
Exactly.
If you don't do business with these people, you don't do business at all. That's number one. I wanted just to clear that up. Because many business people, Steve Wynn does it, Adelson does it, many of the Bloomberg did it in the past before he became a politician. He decided
exactly.
He didn't want to pay the extortion anymore, so he became a politician and took the extortion. As far as that guy Ray from New York, he said he lived in one of Trump's buildings. Well, that has walls. Why is he living in a high-rise building if he didn't want protection and security?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, all of these libs, I lived in New York until I was 24 years old, and all the libs lived in high-rise apartment buildings. They didn't live in single-story homes in the suburbs like the rest of the people did. They wanted the security. They wanted high walls. They wanted gated communities. They wanted security at their front door. Why? If they're such libs and they don't mind all of the, controversy going back and forth. Why are they living in all of these high-rise buildings for protection?
Yeah, in essence, they created their own wall for themselves, even though they're knocking. Why does America need a wall to keep Mexico out? Why do you need a wall and a doorman?
That was my point.
A doorman to actually escort you up to your condo.
Thank you. That was my point. My point is yes, Mexico on their southern borders. They have security. They kill people coming in illegally. They arrest them and throw them in jail illegally. Why is it that we can't do the same thing? Why is it that every country has a wall or a border that they keep their people, that they keep people out that they don't want in? And why should America have to be the garbage dump of the world?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know
America.
What? Yeah, wake up, America. Absolutely. Phil, I'm up on break. I got to bounce.
Well,
appreciate you, man. Thanks for actually pointing that out. Here's the deal, friends, and Phil makes complete sense. I love the analogy. Here's a guy that lived in New York until he was 24. Liberals are really good about telling you how to live your life, but yet their lifestyles don't actually mesh with what they're telling you. Great example is this Ray character living in Trump's guarded, secured building. You can't get up without a doorman opening the door, without you going to the security desk to actually go to your condo. You stop living behind a wall, and America will stop living behind a wall. But here's the truth. Liberals have always believed that they know social justice, that they know better what's better for the black community. They know what's better for the Hispanic community, even though they're not black, even though they're not Hispanic. And unfortunately, many blacks and many Hispanics have bought into the indoctrination of the left. That's why still to this day, many Hispanics will vote liberal. Many blacks will vote liberal. Wake up, friends. You've been duped. You've been indoctrinated. Are you going to tell me that you're better off? Are you going to tell me that you are better off today than you ever were? Are you going to tell me that you really have had policies put in place where violence in the Chicago streets is gone, where absentee fathers in the black community has declined? No one's talking about that. If these liberals really care, why aren't they spending resources and money to stop the shootings in Chicago? Have the toughest gun control laws in the country, but yet people are still dying every weekend because the Second Amendment right protects righteous, lawful citizens, not thugs buying guns on the streets to continue to do their damage. Why aren't you educating people about putting a condom on and literally stop being deadbeat dads for their children? Why isn't that conversation today, Hillary, Bernie, 1-877-49-STEVE? I'll be back. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The truth doesn't always have to hurt. Welcome back to more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49. Steve is how you weigh in on the conversation. Don't forget Facebook and Twitter. You can go to the SteveSanchezShow.com website and jump on those social media platforms and actually drop your comments there and engage in our social media community that's always 24/7 breaking down the topics of the day. You know, this is interesting. I was reading an article regarding a political science professor that has predicted accurately the elections of Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Well, he has something called a statistical model that he uses, a lot of science behind it. But he basically just came out and made a statement that said this model, again, that he used to predict Bill Clinton, George Bush, and President Obama's victories are telling him that Donald Trump has a 97 to 99% chance of becoming president. So again, you know, nothing's perfect science. The will of the people will always determine the outcome of an election. But I found it interesting that the Stony Brook University professor, Helmut Naporth, has been accurate with his algorithm. And is he accurate now? Do you believe this based on what you've been seeing? Based on all the contentious bickering and the pundits and Mitt Romney waiting in the wayside, $75 million given to Marco Rubio, the Koch brothers are behind that, private meetings. Do you believe that this is the possibility? I happen to believe it is. And I believe that's why the pundits and the political insiders and the establishment are absolutely terrified. Now, they'll come out and say, well, the reason why is because, you know, this country will be divided more than ever. But I think they're forgetting who we currently have sitting in the Oval Office. Weakening America. He's weakened our race relations. He's weakened our standing with Israel. He has made us look and has, well, portrayed us to be a weak country in the face of not only our allies, but our enemies as well. He cannot say radical Islam. He does not have a plan, nor has he ever, nor will he, have a plan to defeat ISIS. Didn't go to Justice Scalia's funeral. Has praised racial and hate groups of doing great jobs. You got to remember what we're up against, friends. Stock market is down, and then it's up. And that's why my friends at Royal Metals Group, the sponsors of this half hour, are concerned as much as you are. You got thousands and thousands and thousands of customers all around the world that have put precious metals into play to hedge against a falling dollar and the economic collapse that's coming, friends. And trust me, the economic collapse is coming. Do you know what your financial fitness test number is? Do you know what your financial IQ is? Do you know what your financial number is on how you survive this coming crash? Well, Royal Metals Group has a book called Financial Fitness, and it's available to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Right now, only during this live transmission, you'll be able to actually find out what your financial fitness number is, because the book is called Financial Fitness. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 to get that book right in your hands. Look, friends, the economic collapse is coming. It's going to be worse than 2008. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for the boom that's going to happen in silver? Most people aren't prepared because they don't know their financial fitness test number. They don't know where they stand when the economy crashes. Well, now you do. Thanks to Royal Metals Group. Call right now for the free book called Financial Fitness. You're going to be able to determine your financial fitness number when, not if, when the economy collapses. 888-772-2929. Once again, friends, 888-772-2929. I've never offered this book and this financial fitness number till now. So this is an exclusive. You get this only during this live transmission. So, friends, trust me, call now, 888-772-2929 for that free book. All right, look, we're going to go to top of the hour news. I know I've got calls on hold. But top of the hour news is up next when we come back, hour number three, and then back to your phone calls. Don't go away. It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis-Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.